Hi guys, this is Josie and welcome to another episode of Social Jump Shot. I know every time that I record, I come back with something, but I want to let you know, you guys know that it's been a rough couple of weeks and I'm just taking my time to record when I can. And this evening, I've decided that, hey, let me just come on and talk to my podcast peeps because, you guys, I know that you guys are anticipating a new episode and I want to give this to you. Now, I didn't plan what I would be talking about, but it just came to mind to talk about feelings. I don't know, but me, I'm a very sensitive person, and the way how you are treated definitely affects you, if you get what I'm trying to say. No, it varies. The way you are treated by, the persons in your home, the way you are treated by your neighbors, the way you are treated by, family, friends, and so on, in the workplace even, can really affect a person on a world. So, I started a new job recently at a very, very prominent organization in Jamaica, Montego Bay, to be exact. Well, it's in Kingston too, but Montego, I'm in the Montego Bay branch, and I've had some experiences that, made me feel, it's so funny how tough you can be and how soft you can be at the same time. It's really baffling, because generally, yes, I'm sensitive, but my tough same way, like, my real G. But I had an experience where, have you ever been fine? Well, not really fine, but you're okay. And then somebody commented, "Are you okay?" And then you just feel like you just want to cry. I was fine. I'm talking from experience, and I was fine, and somebody say, "Hey Jay, are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And I sighed. And I said, "That doesn't sound okay." And I'm like, "Hey." I'm trying to hold back tears now. And I said, "Hey, if I should tell you right now, I might cry because I'm very sensitive." And the person said to me, "Jay, nothing in life is easy. Nothing will come easy. You have to work hard for what you want." And that has been ringing in my mind ever since. So we're going to talk about feelings. We're going to talk about motivating yourself or keeping yourself motivated. We are going to talk about how the road is rough, but at the end of the tunnel, there is light. How it is not easy, but you should know what you want and go for it. Because, it does not matter where you go. Some people may be like, "I don't want to work here, I want to work there. I don't want to work here because here is nice." But there's always something. Nothing is perfect. Nowhere is perfect. You have to make the best of where you are. And now thinking back when I started my very first day, and also on the interview day where, the human resource director was like, "Hey, no job is perfect." And she ensured, what I liked? I liked that she ensured that she tell us as it is. No sugarcoating, no say, "Hey, this," but she said, "This is the best place to work. Everywhere is the best place to work because you determine how your environment is like. You determine what your mood is, because at the end of the day, if you come in as a sourpuss, it's gonna affect you and everybody else. But if you come in and you are bright and chirpy, you may influence other people to be bright and chirpy too. And you know, your work productivity might even be better. So everywhere is the best place to work, because it's up to you what you do, what you go there and do. And this goes to say, I mean, there are a lot of persons that might be, you know, having issues with where they are and might say, hey, I'm so stressed and I just want to go somewhere else. But trust me, the stress that you are currently experiencing now at your place of employment is gonna be totally different. It might be non-existent, but there's always going to be something else. And that is why you should, you know, make the necessary adjustments to welcome change. Welcome change. Now back to feelings. I was like, you know, if I should tell you, I might cry. I've always been a very sensitive person ever since, you know. And then, you know, my father used to always say, you know, everything you cry, everything you bad, I will keep people alone bad. But then I've realized that in this generation, people do not allow you to express yourself. I'm not even sure if it's this generation only. Ever since, people don't allow people to express themselves. And I'm like, bro, you know, all of this is now coming back to me. You're not expected to express your emotions. We get people alone ball and where you cry, find there's nothing to cry about. But at the end of the day, you know how you feel. And if you decide that you want to cry, cry. I remember I used to cry. I still cry. I remember I used to punch things. I don't do that anymore. I used to go to the door and punch on all of my father banana tree them and say, "Can't but fling on everything, match up everything." That was an anger problem. I have a slight bit of anger problem. I'm still working on it. I'm not perfect, but I'm not where I was before. So feelings. People should understand that what you say can affect so a person in so many ways, even if it might not be so offensive, but it's the mere fact that they have had a previous experience with something and it, what you said was similar, and then it, oh my god, it brings down everything, you know. And then you say, hey, I don't understand, I did not say that to you, I didn't say it hard, you should have said this and I said that, but they don't understand. And that's why it's important to apologize if you realize that, you know, somebody's hurt by what you said. You apologize. Now, based on past experiences that I had at work, I think it was Friday or Thursday, I'm going out with a bang Monday morning, because I'm not going to let anybody defeat me. So I've had an experience and I'm coming back with a bang. And what's also important, when you look good, you feel good. So it's important to maintain, you know, yourself, and ensure that when you are out there, you look good, you feel good, because oh my gosh, it brings a different vibe. Nothing can bother you when you look good. Your hair well done, your clothes neat, shoes clean, you feel awesome, and you go all out. Yeah, you might have bad days, so I guess it's like, hey, this is one of these days. Not meaning that your bodies, you are expecting yourself to look shabby, hair don't comb, clothes not iron. No, bad days is basically like, had an old issue with my outfit, and then I'm gonna have to change, because me, I plan my outfit the night before, if not 2 nights before the day that I'm going to wear, because I always have a plan A, plan B, no plan C. So I might need to do a plan C, because plan A didn't work out the other day, plan B never worked, and I did not have a plan C. So we definitely continued plan B, because I was almost late. So yeah, looking good allows you to feel good. Feelings, people don't tend to understand that when they do certain things, it affects you. I mean, I come in contact with people at work regularly. Like, I'm the direct point of contact for everybody that's coming in or out. I, you know, you have these little snobby people that, oh my gosh, they're so entitled, and you know, things they say and things they do and their face expression and their body language would lead anybody to say, sure. But never let that, it will affect you, it might affect you, but never allow it to keep you down. So you go down and you experience, then you come back up blooming like a flower, because you not allow nobody to make you feel like, say, you're not enough, or they're gonna judge you and say, hey, I'm better than you because, hey, you are here and I am there. Plan where you want to be. Have your goals. Write them down. Never have them in your head. Take off everything that you accomplish until you reach where you want to be. It might not be in a month, it might not be 2 months or 3 months, but you will get there. Are you understanding what I'm saying, guys? So, you know, keep yourself motivated, read your Bible, pray. I don't know if I have anybody here that is not religious, but trust me, praying works. And if you're not religious, then you can definitely send me a message and I can explain what God, who God is and what God is about, and you know, lead you on the right track. Or if you just simply want some information, I can help you and hopefully pray that you will seek God. But trust me, prayer works. Praying works. I just said that. Reading the Bible works. Being positive works. Being positive is not easy. Guys, I have a testimony. The other day I was at work. Last week, and I was kind of short on cash, so I was like, hey, how is this gonna work out? I'm not gonna have any lunch today, so I'm gonna have to wait until tomorrow before, because you know, yeah, everybody have that day. And may I tell you, God worked it out. Like, God really worked it out. And I turned not having lunch into fasting and prayer. And it really worked out in my favor. So I give God thanks. But you know, funny enough, I'm saying, alright, dedicated, and I'm going to turn it into fasting. I'm going to turn not having any lunch at work into fasting. And out of nowhere, the devil come. Imagine, there's this chocolate that I've had my eyes on for some time. All of a sudden, the manager came and she was eating the chocolate. And she was giving it, and I say, you want some? Or giving to, you know, giving to our coworkers and, you know, sharing and everything. And boy, the chocolate just, oh my gosh. And you know, so me don't take it. And I say, boy, the devil really try. See, you know, the devil is really trying to mash up my plan right now. Try to test my faith. And I'm really grateful that I was strong and I did not eat the chocolate. It was the last one though. And it might still feel away. I do feel away because I might never taste it. But that's the least. I mean, I love food, but that's the least. So, you know, the devil comes in all forms and try to test us, but we must remain strong and we must remain positive. Now, guys, I know this is not the usual podcast that you listen to, and I might be going off and off and off topic, but I really hope this is motivational for you to know that you must chase your dreams, remain strong, remain faithful, and trust God. Alright, so I'll be coming back very soon and we will be talking. So guys, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule as always to listen. And I really hope you take something from this. Alright, thank you so much for choosing Social Jump Shot. Enjoy the rest of your day. Stay safe, especially in this weather. And thank you so much. Alright, bye-bye.